If you have your Bibles, I'm going to begin in Jude, in the book of Jude, the 20th and 21st verse. We've really been given some great and precious tools to work with in the kingdom. Amen. One of those gifts is the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in verse 20 and 21, it says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." There's a place that we can reach as believers that we can face every adversity in life, totally free from fear. We've got to train ourselves. We train ourselves even as this scripture says, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praying in the Spirit is spiritual training. It's an exercise that builds us up in God's Spirit. And this is what Jude was referring to here in this verse of Scripture. That when we pray, we can pray in the Holy Ghost and not mess up our prayers. Because as we're praying in tongues, or we're praying in the Holy Ghost, and sometimes praying in the Spirit is simply crying and groaning and murmuring that you can't find words to say, but you've reached a place in the spirit realm that you can press on through, not in your understanding, but you can get into a place in the realm of the spirit that is working. Praying in an unknown tongue gets us into a place where our minds are not involved with choosing the words that come out of our mouth. It's our spirit that enables us to connect with the Holy Spirit and begin speaking mysteries unto God. But praying in the Spirit or praying in tongues, we're actually praying out and establishing divine secrets before they are even made known in this natural world. Our minds cannot get in the middle of it and mess it up. There's times that you don't know how to pray about a situation. There's times that you face it. You just simply don't know the adequate words. But I'm so glad we can reach a place in Him that we're bypassing all the spiritual powers, all the powers of hell that would try to keep us from reaching the realm of the Spirit that we want to reach. Even interceding for your loved ones. You can make intercession for your loved ones praying in the Holy Ghost. And Mark 11:24 says, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Now, praying in tongues is just as valuable and as real while you're praying in the Holy Ghost in a language that you have not learned as it is when you've prayed in a language you have learned. So when this will help you as we are praying in the Spirit. It says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Well, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're not full of doubt. You're bypassing, you're getting into a place in the realm of the Spirit that, you know, the natural man would try to hold us into bondage. It would try to hold us into doubt. try to hold us into fear and try to hold us back from accomplishing that we desire to, that we want to in the spirit. But thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost that is a language directly between you and God that the devil can't mess with, because he don't know what you're saying. It's a tongue. It's a language that God understands. But let me turn. Now you can turn your Bibles to Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, and beginning with the 14th and 15th verse, Paul's prayer for the church, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Paul touched on this ability we have as believers to build up ourselves when he prayed for his partners here. And he said, for this cause, Paul prayed for a strengthening to take place in the inner man, or spirit of each person. He didn't pray for the strength of the body or of the mind, or though both would benefit as he prayed for their spirits. In the same way, when you and I purpose to build up ourselves spiritually by praying in the Holy Ghost, it's reasonable to expect that we're going to be strengthened. As we make this a practice, we should make this a practice that we pray until we pray in the Spirit. And there's times when I go to pray that I just pray in the Spirit, that I have just directly, divinely talked to God. And as we do this, you know good and well that he's coming on down. He's coming on in and stirring up and strengthening our spirit. And we definitely need to be strong in our spirit. We need to be strengthened in him. We look at somebody that is a bodybuilder, or somebody that is going to train their muscles. They want that strength. Well, it don't just happen. And when they first start out, they might be kind of weak. But after weeks and weeks of lifting weights and building up themselves and months of building up themselves, finally they're going to have massive biceps. And when they go to lift weight, man, it's not going to be a problem for them. Well, the same thing happens when we exercise ourselves in the anointing. When we exercise ourselves by praying in the Holy Ghost, you might be weak when you first start out, but I guarantee you, if you'll make it a practice, if you'll continually pray until you pray in the Spirit, and as I said a while ago, it may not always be with tongues. It may be that you've just pressed into the Spirit and you can't say a word, but man, you can do some crying because you've got in the presence of the Lord and the tears just begin to fall. I've been there until you won't just be crying, but you'll be sobbing so hard because you pressed your way into the presence presence of the Lord and you're praying in the Holy Ghost, even with just crying and sometimes with just groaning, that you just groan in the Spirit and you don't even understand what is going on, but you know that you're in the presence of the Lord and the Spirit knows what you have need of, so you'll just begin to groan and you'll begin to cry, and then there's times of praying with tongues, and as we routinely exercise ourselves, you can't help but get stronger in your spirit. You can't help but strengthen the inner man. And there's a key to this, and it's found in 17 through 19, and it starts out with that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. It's a said, you know, our whole salvation is based on love. God is love. And He loves us with an everlasting love. And our part is to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with everything in us, that we love God. And the next commandment is like unto it, that we love our neighbor as ourself. And this is based on love, even to be strengthened. In verse 19, it says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I jotted down out of the Amplified Bible. I always use the King James Version, but sometimes in study, I like to get different translations and see how they worded what they said. I want you to listen to Ephesians 3:17 through 19 in the Amplified. It says, may Christ through your faith actually dwell, settle down, abide, make His permanent home in your hearts. Isn't that rich? May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being into the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. I don't know about you, but I am hungry for a move of God. I'm hungry for the depth of the anointing. I'm hungry to see souls strengthened. I'm hungry to see people, bondages broken off their lives and set free. If you want the power of God to operate in your home, in your family, in your children, let me tell you a place to get. Go ahead and begin to pray and build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. Hey, the gift, He gave us a gift of the Holy Ghost for a reason. He said, when the Holy Ghost shall come, He shall lead and guide and direct you into all truth. There's directions that you divinely need that you cannot comprehend and cannot figure out yourself, and you don't have the strength to make the decision when it does come to you. A word comes to you, you don't have the strength to make the decision and fully comprehend and go with what God has told you without the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the reason we need to exercise ourselves into getting close to God. He said, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. And I don't know any greater way to draw nigh to God than in a language that the enemy cannot stop, cannot hinder, cannot knock aside, but get to the place that your you're so hungry for a move of God that you're not going to be satisfied without seeing the anointing moving in your life. And you're not going to be satisfied until you see yokes destroyed. Let me tell you how to get there is to begin to walk in the anointing. When we walk in the Spirit, the Bible says, then we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you get into a realm of the anointing, you know, the closer you get to God, the less material things has a hold on you at all. You just don't desire material things because you've got into such a realm of the anointing, such a place in the Spirit, that what you want is to be pleasing to God. That you want to walk in the Spirit, that you don't want to, do anything that is going to be displeasing to God. And as long as we allow this natural man to rule us, he will. And when we allow the flesh to rule us, it keeps us from getting into that place where our faith is so built up that we just dare believe God can do exactly what he said, and we will stand there unmovable, abounding in the work of God, because we just dare believe that God is bigger than any of our problems. He's bigger than any of our situations. So we get past this natural realm, and that's what happens so many times. We never get into that place, even in a church service, where we've reached into that depth of the anointing. Now, sometimes we do, a lot of times we do, but there's a lot of times we come into the place, we sing some songs, we receive an offering, we hear the word, or at least a third of the people hear the word,